Blog Talk Radio.
All the many days you were on my mind, visions of me with you all the time. You wasn't looking for a man, you made it clear. Now I'm ever so glad that I do me. We can do whatever we want to do. Make you my baby. I was excited because I was falling in love with you. Now that I've fallen, what am I going to do? I was excited because I was falling in love with you. Now that I've fallen, what am I going to do? Do whatever puts a smile on my baby's face. Girl, you're my best friend. You can never be the same. Nothing in this world I'm ready to do. You were one of my favorite dreams, and I'm so glad that it came true. We can go anywhere. We want to, baby. One day I'ma make you my wife. Yes, I am. I'm excited because I was falling in love with you. Falling in love with you. What am I going to do? Oh, I've got beside myself. I'm excited because I was falling in love with you. And it seems so good. That's what I'm saying. What am I going to do? And you never take my trust for granted. And you're giving me so much love, baby. You're everything I want and need, baby. Oh, you got the best of me. Break it down. Oh, oh, I was falling in love. I don't know you, I just love you. Let it hit to my body. Falling in love. Who did think it was never enough? Cause
everyone
the best part of us that we have to give. We, my friends, are tithing. Faith means we're going to put all of those things behind us. And we're going to start off with love. Everybody loves everybody. And we've been using that for a long time, me and the production. And so as we sit here tonight and we celebrate Valentine's and we turn up and we have all our romantical, first off, let me say, some of y'all are sitting out there in your head and you're saying, for a guy who talks about love and a guy who spends all of his time celebrating love, why would he not celebrate the national or international day set aside when we're supposed to show love? Hey, y'all, I got my beautiful co-host, CJ. CJ, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing lovely. How are you?
Well, it's Valentine's Day. And I gave out a gift today.
You did?
What was my gift? I gave out a gift of love. What was my first gift of love? Now, that was a gift. How much time we got? 30 minutes. We got about 2 minutes. Let me say that. Because we're going to get into some other things. But coffee, listen, a cup of coffee to a coffee drinker made properly, how that coffee drinker would absolutely enjoy and approve of that cup of coffee is absolutely amazing.
You clean everywhere.
Okay.
That's an act of love in my opinion.
But what was my first act of love today? And you were with me. And I'm not talking about the things that I do every single day. Because I do a lot of things every day.
Yeah, you do. I mean, you show love daily. Like, you tell people randomly that you love this daily. At the end of every conversation with every person.
But what did I do today? If you go through the entire day that we've had today, what did I do today that you've never seen me do before in your life?
Oh my goodness! There was a guy stalled on the road, and you hopped out of the car and you helped him push his car to safety.
Did I ask him to yell at the car?
No.
Did I yell at the car?
No.
Did I disrespect?
No.
But he got, by the time we got me and that gentleman, that car.
Then you pushed it by yourself.
Okay, no one's going to make him get up. Somebody got to be the man in the kitchen. Because he didn't know what he was. He was sitting there confused. So even when I told him to put it in. That's
on the
day. But that was love. Because we were in the middle of a busy highway, right?
Mm-hmm.
A busy, not highway, but busy street. Right before lunch. And where he's parked is getting ready to now cause a pileup, and everyone is getting ready to be late. So in less than 5 minutes, we pulled around, jumped out, grabbed the safety vest, run, get to him just as the next wave of traffic is coming, right?
Yeah.
Say, hey, put it in neutral. Let the one car that was coming around come around, let them go. We move right off onto the shoulder, and as we were pulling off, the police show coming to help. Now, I want you to look at the police officer that showed up. Now, I want you to know, what was he going to do? I want you to look at his body.
That wasn't going to be that funny. I'm sorry.
I want you to look at his age.
He was definitely an older gentleman.
And I want you to look at the weight of that car. If he had to get out of that car today by himself and pushed that car with that gentleman, that would have been a very frustrating day to start that man's day. But I thank the young man for allowing me to help him. I thank the police officer for coming in. Because not only that, that experience of him being broken down, not knowing what to do, and that young black man panicking, a police officer not pulling up, because now his interaction with the police officer, as that police officer came to his car, I was talking. And so now I'm talking to the police officer and the gentleman. They have a warm exchange. Now they're beginning to have a very comfortable conversation. Now, whatever goes right or wrong after I leave is no longer on me, because it was a neutral conversation when I left. But I wanted to share that story because sometimes the simplest making sure that we can leave a situation in neutral, sometimes it's the greatest act that you can do, because it at least gives them an opportunity to coast until they can figure it out. You know, back in the day when we had stick shift, you get behind that car and you had to have somebody in there because you had to pop that clutch in your hand.
When, we snuck out too many times.
There's some things you have to do in order to get that thing going. And so now we don't know what to do to get that thing going. So we sit there and we panic. Because absolutely, what is one of Dr. Stoker's number one principles? What happens when a person the simplest answer is anything in life that hits you, the first thing you do is grasp your breath and then you hold your breath. When a person takes off running, they don't take off running going. You take off running, you hold your breath. Someone punches you in the stomach, you hold your breath. You get kicked in the balls of the cooch. You hold your breath. Life scares the shit out of you right before your eyes. What does it do? And everyone's acting like they're not afraid, like they're not holding their breath, like they're not panicking. And here's what the craziest part of that whole conversation. You know what the craziest part of that whole conversation?
What's that?
And most people go, no. It's okay to hold your breath. Just like it's something that you want. Tell me a story. I don't want to know about anything of yours. I want to know about what.
No reason why. No, you're being sick. I want to make it right for you. Baby, show me. And it's for the best. Oh, come on. Let's talk to your heart tonight. Make it all right. Yeah.
We can make it come. We can make it come.
to be with you. Let me lay beside you. Do what you want me to do all night. I wanna hold you. Ooh, baby, can I touch you then? Come on, come on, come on, come on. I can feel your love. Baby, can I come on, come on, come on.
Because we can celebrate commercialism.
can support conversion. Because see, when you were in a relationship, let me ask you, when you were in a relationship, you were successful.
Mm-hmm.
What was important about it will lead to something that they will call intimacy, whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're calling it now.
So
what does that look like? When someone says that they want to come spend the day celebrating love with you, because I don't understand buying gifts for Valentine's Day if the ideal of Valentine's Day is love. Because gifts don't reflect love. Trinkets don't reflect love.
Oh, you hurt some feelings, sir.
Because, see, when I look at love, I look at language. What's your love? Do you require to be touched with? Some people, like my daughter, who got love related to this, and she tussled, she crawled, the little kitty cat flipped upside down. She laid on, she was happy. And she got to 3 hours. See, that's love for her. That was her special. See, we get so caught up in sex, we have lost the art of intimacy. Willingly submitting to intimacy, taking you out of the equation of intimacy. See, we say we want to have an intimate interaction with you, but we want to. We want an intimate interaction with them, but we want to be in our head. We want an intimate interaction with someone, but we want to be in our feelings.
Yeah, that's the whole
we want to. We want to have an intimate interaction with them, but our body is here, and our spirit and energy is in a whole other time, place, situation, but we're telling people that I want a human experience of intimacy and interaction with you, but I'm giving it to everything and everyone else. And then I come back to you and I tell you, but I love you because of you. My mere presence coming through the threshold should be enough. The fact that I bought you a negligee to put on the night, for me anyway, could fit me from the first. Because quiet as kept, she should be. But because she's no longer getting attention from the man that she now loves, she puts on a push-up bra corset, top, puts on some jeans, does her makeup. She doesn't care about her, but it can be free flow. Whatever. She puts something that makes her butt cheeks clap when she walks down the street. All the men admire her honey blonde skin, and she just walks. And she gets to work for the day, and her work has been great. Hey, sugar, it's good to see you today. Here's your coffee already going. It's time to do this. But don't be stressful. It's Wednesday. It's up. And she goes in there, and she has a gift in a card that's already there for him, and it says, hey, you know you've been stressed, we've had a lot going on, and you have all this space. Here's a gift card, here's nothing, go get the kids and check. Simple check. Nothing to fairy to react at all. She goes in, she starts with it. Text message after text message after text message. Oh, hey, happy Valentine's Day. Hope you're having a great Valentine's Day. I hope you're beautiful, right? For the lucky ones, their Cash App, Hell, or their PayPal, or their whatever, they get cards and gifts and bouquets of money for the lucky ones. The truly gifted ones get gifted out, cards, plans, things that appreciate about truly have everything other than work on the dude that's detailing their car. Everybody wants to love them at home.
Ooh.
See, in this season, a lot of men are going to be mad at me. Because what people get mad at me for saying is fact. As the husband now, because I'm a husband at home, first and always, your home has to be taken care of if we're going to push any kind of message. First and foremost. See, I come from the country. I don't know city life as well as some people do. You know, they give me all these other things that's supposed to come first. You know, they say God, they say the street, they say the blood, the crib, baby mama, baby daddy, whatever, whatever, and that's not what I was taught. My grandma, my grandma, my grandfather, who all came before me, said, when a man comes into the house, he's responsible for everything from the front door to the back. That's the money, the finance, but also the psychological and the well-being of the family.
Can you get that last part again?
Well-being. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to, before we do our next segment, because Tailored Inspiration does this before. If you haven't learned about them, I'm going to make sure that we post this. Tailored Inspiration. You need to go subscribe. Just go Google it. Go online. www.tailored, like a suit, tailored, T-A-I-L-O-R-E-D, inspiration.com. I will make sure it's posted. I'll get the link. I'll get all the information. We'll share it on social media. But you definitely need to go check them out, because there's some things that is being said, that thing said there, that it is funny. The songs that I picked for this actual section I was actually laying next to my daughter when this song popped in. And it's funny, I didn't even realize that this was due to come up when we took this commercial break. And it's funny because we're talking about relationships. And I need a lot of men to understand. And women. Because this is not a one-way conversation anymore. Both men and women are getting a lot wrong. That includes myself. Second part of a man's account business. But a lot of men and women are getting back, getting ready to leave and walk away. This moment, no. You're getting ready to leave? Or if you feel like that person's getting ready to leave this next month, you know. Because some people touch it. They on that fence. I remember when I was on that fence. Do I push this bitch in the face? Or do I go in there and I leave her? Because sometimes she can be a bitch. Just like sometimes she can be a shit ass bitch. We don't want to give everything. We only want to give the parts that we want to give critically. Wow. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Ooh.
Thing I forgot is, if Jada put a song on her album, that bitch like 22 minutes long. Like, she got to come in, the interlude, I got to talk to you, with the rub on you, the hollow right there. We got the raindrops in that bitch for a couple of, about 2.5 minutes. Y'all not gonna kill me. If you want to get to Tailored Inspiration, one good way to get to it real quick is the page we always use is Tailored Services. So go to www.tailored, T-A-I-L-O-R-E-D, S-B-C-S.com. So that's Sierra Victor Charlie Sierra.com. And then scroll down to the bottom of the page and you'll see Tailored Inspiration. Click on that. Subscribe. There's all types of stuff that they give you just to make sure that you can be able to get inspired, see different things, open up and change your perspective. Everything cannot be your way. Like, if we don't learn anything else this Valentine's Day, everything cannot. You have to. And like, we go to work and submit to the rules of authority every day. Mm-hmm. We go to church and submit to the rules of authority every day. We go to school and submit to the rules of authority. We go to hospital and submit to the rules of authority. Our interaction with police and law enforcement, we submit to rules of authority. We deal with the government. We generally submit
But when we get into relationships as colored people, the number one thing that we now want to question is who is in the room of the group.
Why does that do that?
No. It doesn't even have to be a group effort. Here's my question. Why do we in a relationship, because it doesn't matter who's in the board, because I see people all the time when there's a woman who has to leave because her man is a weaker man, and that's not a bad statement, but there are all things that we're weaker in. If I'm financially insolvent, why would I want to be responsible for my family's finances when I have a wife who's financially strong and fat? She may work in Wall Street. Why would I?
That's what I mean by group effort. Like, the union is about coming together where you're weak, I'm supposed to be strong, and vice versa.
So that's still a thing.
It should be.
Is it? Because all I hear is people saying, if I can't get my motherfucking purse, he can't even smell this Gucci.
I have something very vulgar to say. I will keep that to myself.
I see men walking around with purses. And then being told that that's fanny pack. So you call whatever these things, as we go down the name of all these different types of bags, the child won't even carry, that's fine. But now, my problem is, now everyone's looking around and they're confused and they're looking for a leader. And you don't have one.
I have one.
I got people telling me that they are experienced in things all across the board and that they should be treated as leaders. And then when the actual leaders come in and sit down and have conversations with them, they have nothing. And I sit back and
we'll be right back after this quick commercial break, guys. Function, I don't want y'all to hear us break stuff technically in the background. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. And as we get restructured in the studio, we'll be right back because we still got to do a couple of segments that we're now behind on. And that what day it is and birthday. We got some birthdays to celebrate. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. Thank you. Here's the final resting place of him. complete. We're going to complete the whole mission today.
Right, because it's supposed to be a give and take.
They did not miss. With this they are bad as a thousand on that one. But actually, have a heart day is be the change you wish to see. International. It is also International Book Giving Day.
I gave you a
book. Why did you give you a book? Not the same.
Not the same.
Yo, so.
But I love gifted books. That should be a love language.
So listen, guys. Let me say this. If you are not a part of our book club, we have two. We have an adult erotic book club that is done through BJ's Roundtable. And I really want you to check that out. But also through Tailored Inspiration, if you reach out to them, we do a book club. And if you would like to do that book club, go on the website I gave you earlier, tailoredservice.com. Tell them you would like to register for their book club. And that one is even deep because it does a lot of empowerment, a lot of different things, cover structure. Like that one for people, it doesn't matter whether you're religious or spiritual, they're going to cover both sides of every spectrum and you're going to get a lot. Definitely I would recommend the wealth of knowledge and the plethora of resources that they're pulling to the table. You have to go do that one. So, and I'm sorry because we're doing this from a book, but books are powerful.
Yeah.
Books are a love language for me. And the reason why I say that, because I look at books from three aspects. Books is one, an opportunity for you to gain knowledge. But number one, if you get someone who's a good book reader and you can sit there and listen to them read a book, not an audio book, that's great. But if you can actually just get around someone who's a, like, my favorite time in school was story time.
Mm.
Yo, I was first on the mat. I'm talking about in front.
Story
time. Yo, hey. Listen, I'm already, when I see the teacher go to the bookshelf for story time, I'm already in the bookshelf. Hey, teacher, can we do this one today?
Because I'm picking big books.
Yeah. Listen, my mama didn't play. Dictionaries and thesauruses was early in my house. We got in trouble often, so.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we got to keep going. Today is also Frederick Douglass Day. Celebrate the legacy of Frederick Douglass by emulating his example of challenging the inequalities of today. I think I try to do that every day, but I try to do it very tactfully. the tourists in me be wanting to, you know, that's why people ask me why I play a lot of romance slow stuff, and I'm like, yo, I am a hobo. I cannot ride around listening to Lil Boosie.
Trick, yeah, that's not safe for nobody.
Ludacris.
I did it a whole summer. I listened to nothing but Kevin Gates. By fall, I was ready to cut up.
Bro, listen, that's got to be a Cutlass Caprice on 66ers with rocket launchers coming
by out. Fall, I was ready to cut up.
Anyway, we're going to see, because you're not this person. Today is also Gold Heart Day. Listen to the music. You are not this person.
Yeah, that was years ago.
Let's raise awareness and funds for the disabled and disadvantaged so they can have equal opportunity. You can reach out also to Tailored Services because they also sponsor things of that nature. And you can actually give them donations and say, hey, this will go towards charities and those disability causes that you service and help with. And they can put those services towards great use. So reach out. There's so many different things that they do as an organization, and that would be definitely something that would be great and help so many different people. Let's get done, because there's a lot of these motherfuckers. I didn't know she gave me everything. Look, when I tell you the production manager's been on one, she's been giving me everything. This one is Fasat Pacini. Okay, I've never heard of some of these, so we're going to destroy these, but I'm going to tell you what it means.
Okay.
It is important and how it's observed. They didn't give me how it was broken down, so I don't know if you want to know. Look that one up. Congenital Heart Defect Awareness Day. So if you got a fucked up heart, so some of y'all mean bitches out there, some of y'all just got fucked up hearts. So if it's your day, go ahead and just, hey, it's okay to admit that y'all are fucked up. We, listen, we mean for different reasons.
This is true.
So if you mean because we got a heart fucked up and it could have been broken, but then we realized it was really a defect, it's okay. Just keep sitting, but get off the hurt and just, you know, let them work on you. Let them fix your broken heart. Effective and all. Today is League of Women Voters Day. This is just the expanding voter rights. Library Lovers Day. Oh my God. That's my favorite library.
I miss Walter.
My favorite library. The Lugani, it's a new year of prosperity upon us. The Naga tribe comes together to celebrate that. That's the Naga tribe. Madly in Love with Me Day. This is the day I knew it was coming up. Remember that you are amazing on Madly in Love with Me Day. Commit to loving yourself. That's why I've been pushing people to take baths. I knew it was coming up. Like, this is that season. Like, you really, really got to fall back a little
bit. Yeah, I knew something was up when I had 4 baths in less than 48 hours.
Yeah. This is the season where you got to say, fuck a woosah. Like, this has got to be the biggest hug, greatest orgasm for yourself, like, time period in your life, for everybody. Because you got to, in this season, you have to see. This is a season of belief, whether it's people, a nut, a book, money, just let it go. Like, it might be a man or a woman, like, whatever it is, release it, let it go into the world. Because some things you're supposed to let go. And some of those things will come back. And it will yield something depending upon how you let it go. And some things will go out there and it won't be sufficient and it will die out. And that's in everything in life. So let those things that need to be released in this season get released and send it in its direction and see what it do. You'll be surprised what comes. Ooh, we've been talking about this topic a lot.
What's that?
Today is also National Black Literacy Day. This day focuses on literacy and the importance of reading, writing, and learning. And I say that because I've been talking about what they've been putting in the news in this area. And the literacy rate for this area actually is extremely poor for the overall surrounding county. And I was really, to be in the capital, I was really shocked by that. Because literacy and reading comprehension is something that we have to make sure it's paramount in our community. And we have people who in surrounding communities are not, the entire county is not reading past the 4th grade level. That's not good. So literacy is something that we must strive to help everyone. Today is also National Call-In Single Day. Don't feel sad about being single. Instead, enjoy the day to the fullest. I mean, I guess it goes back to the other holiday. You know, it's all about me. So, hey, if you called in today, shout out to all the chicks who were smart enough to call in and get them some love, right? Today is National Chance Day as well. Get ready to honor one of the most unique names in the world, whatever, I don't know that. Today is also National Condom Day. So we don't fuck around and have no babies.
Amen.
Some of y'all going to have about 66 hundred kids.
Yeah, no more Scorpios. Please, y'all.
Oh, that's what this season
wrap
is?
It up.
Oh, wrap it up.
Wrap it up, guys.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Please.
Extra tight. you can put a tourniquet on it if you want to. At this point, no Scorpios. Sorry, Scorpios, if you feel some type of way. But my first wife was a Scorpio. I no Scorpios. National Football Hangover Day. Whatever. I mean, that was Monday. I think they got the day wrong. Yeah, that was wrong. Today is also National Impotence Day. Get ready to learn all about erectile dysfunction and potential causes. So, you know, if you limp quick, they cover all of your stuff from the ruler to the tutor. So if it worked, they got you. If it don't work, they got you on this day. Just go to your prospective places. There's no reason to be even be angry. We got everybody. Everybody in the club's getting filthy. right, this is Quirky Alone Day. Quirky Alone Day is dedicated to the most important kind of love, self-love. Another one, Rafiq Harari Day, the assassin. That's Lebanon, that ain't nothing to do with me. I was there. Read to your child day. Again.
Yes.
The reading part of this day is really resonates. Like, it is crazy because we're starting book club tomorrow. So
yes,
there's no reason that people should not be hopping on this train, because we're in the season where it seems like the season is telling us we need to start reading more books. So let's do that together. Today is also World Sound Healing Day, so there are millions of people in the world celebrating World Sound Healing. Today is also Companion Dish Birthday. Online, I don't know what that is. She doesn't sound all the shit. We're going to stop with those because I'm confused on the rest of those. So we're going to take a quick commercial break because she just started finding the entire world. And what song could I want to sing? Oh, I know what I want. He's gonna rub up on her while he got that yak in his drink a little bit. Come here, girl. Put them big cheeks up on him. And she gonna be like,
I'm loving, 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 I'm loving,
We bought a lot. No, you tell the story. Because I have to, understand, I want you to tell it. I haven't cooked on a wok in over 15 years. Now you tell me. I'm not going to lie. Because people think I've been.
No.
It's been. Where you been? Did you get my message? Your expressions are telling me that you. Listen, somebody got that on right now. Hit me. They are banging. He put that song on right now so he could do something. Somebody. Right now, just talk.
That's rap.
Right now.
The best to go down.
It's
all right.
We need to do birthdays. This is horrible. We need to do birthdays. You know, we 4 minutes away from the next commercial break.
Oh, no. But that food in that wok was amazing, though, sir.
Tell us about it.
It was rice and chicken, and there was shrimp. And...
Just tell me about what to do with your pleasure time.
Understand. I don't think I really need to go to a Chinese restaurant or a Korean establishment.
Remember the first day I said I just did a test. I wanted to, you know, work my way.
The first day it was good. It was like the restaurant. It was good. That second day.
Wait, hold on. You said it was like the restaurant. It was good. There's a difference.
Okay. Yes. Understand. When you go to a restaurant that here in America.
Okay. We'll start that way, though.
Going to a restaurant, you know, they put their skin on everything. So it's not traditional in the sense of that particular culture. Like, the way we make it over here is not the way they would have put that together over there where they created that specific dish.
Okay, got it.
But I've been to a couple of kitchens. So let me just explain to you. When that's where they from. Love and care that go into that food, and it's with ease and grace. And you can taste every piece of it. Like, just, oh, my goodness. The magic that happens in your mouth, it warms your whole soul. And this is just Chinese.
Well, black folks don't realize they eat noodles. Like, oh my God, it's so good. I'm like, do you know what it is? Yeah, it's big.
No. Which part? Just which part?
You should have been on the show when you say fuck. Oh, but she had her revelation of what
Manila. Oh, no. I listened in on that one. I was in my bed screaming, hollering. That was a good night.
You know, because it's funny. That's usually food. And the conversation of food is generally where I have my biggest argument with people. And I tell people, my love for food is not just cooking, it's kindling of, you know, the word, how the food can, and, you know, all the different stuff. Where was planted at? You know, all, from the aspect, all the way to cooking and plating, from taste and texture, color, all that. And I watch so many people waste, or because we've been taught that everything has to be over salt, over sugar, over flour, over butter, like just over processed. Like we've over processed, we've ate so much
process, over process, ultra process things that when we actually get our best great food, our palate, most people's palates are so jacked up they can't even appreciate the actual dish that they're eating. It's like getting a good woman or a good man. You've had trash for so long that when you actually see the good thing, you can't even accept it because it's like, wait, nah, that's not playing with me. This ain't even with that good thing. Nah, hey, where the lard?
Where's the salt? I need pepper.
Where's the seasoning salt?
Where's the lard?
Because
that Tony's salt. I'm going to need y'all to have that in y'all food.
All of that. And so when you realize that we have been thrown and we have been taught and we have been demonstrated every facet of life for food habits, because it's not that the food is poor, it's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing that and we're calling it great food and cuisine. And we're doing this and we're doing culture. We're going into other people's culture and destroying the culture connection to other people's food. And we're starting to if people go to other places, we're embarrassing ourselves in other places for us because we have culture. We're now passport roads and all these other things around the world. So because we've never done anything, and this is our first time leaving, you know, Clayton County. You know, the first time you left the parish.
I would advise y'all to visit all of the United States first.
They struggle with that. No, they struggle with that. Understand, they struggle with that. Because we go everywhere expecting everybody to be just like us. And where we're from. And we're not in the state. The world is about your business, where you're from, and what you did. None of that.
Who are you today? And why does that matter to me?
That man does not care that you were hurt last week. That woman that you're now trying to introduce in your life really doesn't care that your life was lost yesterday. We have men and women pressing people to take care of their bills off the first conversation, the first meeting. You're telling people that they can't even get to know you unless they take a bill. Why? What does that say about you?
Can we just...
My sister, my sisters have never had to leave a conversation. You can't talk to them unless you can't feel. That was never.
Because that's weird. That's prostitution.
We've never had to think of that level. Because I don't want you to do anything for me. I want you. The desire. See, the reason why love and Valentine's and all those things is missed, the desire is to be wanted. The desire is to be craved. The desire is to be sought after. So think about the transition that we had. What was the biggest gripe of everybody's issue? It was the lack of attention paid to every and anyone in this season.
Sure.
And if you are dividing anything, then you are dividing. And a house divided will be one. So we're divided people. And we're trying to explain to the best of us. We're not even talking about the world. We're trying to explain to the best of us to continue to love and find your mate while the rest of us pray for you. You know, you're going to get me fired off this show because we done missed commercial break.
Did we even get the birthday?
We ain't even get birthday. We had 10:20, and we ain't even touched birthday. So we're going to do birthday. because I'm telling you, you're going to get me fired. And you know this is my first time. You're going to get me fired. I got to do a whole show tomorrow. First day back, you're going to get... What are we doing, birthday?
Right.
When's Big Bap coming? All right. Ooh, my homegirl. See, she'll be giving me the ones and she'll never tell me names. But the girl, Danny, I never can say her name properly.
I don't know
her
name, but I know
her.
Her.
From Wakanda. Yeah, her birthday.
Okay.
You know, the spirit lady, the leader. Yeah, her. I'm not going to mess with her name. Like, she be giving me the names, and then I ain't been done practice or nothing. We have Faig Shahindi, his birthday. Oh, shit. Did you go? Listen, see, February people weird, anyway. Like, from February, listen, from Aquarius until we end Pisces season, it's going to be interesting. Just go along for the ride. Because this is winter becoming spring. So that's what we're in now. We're in the middle end of winter, going into spring. So you're going to get that whole flow of a lot. We have Phil Lewis's birthday, Mr. Mosby. And then his birthday. Oh, Gregory Hines. I told you it was going to get weird.
Yeah.
Mr. Big Nose himself. I'm not going to lie to him, but Gregory made me, he made me want to tap it. Like,
yeah.
I really, because I love dance. So Gregory really made me want to. Really wanted to just get into tap, but it just was never. I was afraid because of bow legged. So they say when you tap dance, it really exposes bow legged people. So I didn't really want to. That's when I kind of gave up on it. It's like, well, you bow legged, and so then I started reading up the history. If you read the history of bow legged people and tap dancing and black people, they by the time they're older, they usually have very bad leg and knee injuries. And they also have very bad hips.
Mm.
So, okay.
You guys.
Yeah, because I'm trying to be fucking in the nursery. They don't get all the dumb shit there. Not going to be able to get out of bed. I'm just going to be able to slide around, microphone check on the forehead a couple of times. It's going to be on it. Pop it.
Now, play with you.
And these legs, these boots are made for walking. Oh, let me stop. All right, today is also friggin' Frederick Douglass' birthday, of course, because Frederick Douglass Awareness Day. Alshon Jeffrey's birthday is also today. I always say his name wrong. Dwelle, or I always get it wrong because I don't know. Because I've never heard anybody say it, and I've had to say it a few years in a row, and I refuse to go stop and look up any of these people's names, because I'll be having stuff. So those are birthdays. But I got to give a special shout-out, and I do her birthday every year when we do this stuff. And it is my wife's oldest friend's birthday. Her name is Rick. And I want to tell her happy birthday. Love you. If you ever get a chance to meet her or hear her, I understand. This woman's voice will put you in tears if you ain't prepared and in the right set of mind, depending upon what song she sings. Like, you know how they say, shut up in your bones? Like, yeah.
No.
Strict, listen, straight catch you slay. When they say slewed in the spirit, you ain't even playing no more because you already slewed. Like, you just there. It's over. It's a wrap. Yeah, she got one of them. I mean, it'll catch you off the guard. Like, you know how you be sitting there, you be like, ooh, you see the lady walk up and you be like, yeah, sugar, go, man, go, baby, and everybody be like, the ones who don't know, you know,
yeah, no, I'm
she goes, and then all of a sudden, and then they open their mouth, and then they be like, ah. Yeah, she one of them boys.
No, okay.
Well,
happy birthday.
She's actually, I think she tried out for one of America's Got Talent or one of I don't know which one, one of those singing shows. Because, it's about 9,900 of them.
Yeah.
So you ain't going to make me laugh, but she tried out for say she moves on to the next round. So I'm excited. She's definitely a beautiful.
It's funny because all the voices that I tell you about, they all go on to do. And you'd be like, wait, what this person was just? And then
What's the girl, the jazz?
Samara Joy.
Yay.
Yeah, I told you about her.
And I was just like, what? Okay, cool, let me go. Oh, my goodness.
And then all,
wow.
And then all of a sudden.
Grammy.
Right. I told you, I go look for music. It's my passion.
I love music.
I go, and I go find people. I go find people. That I had
life. Stuff, though.
I had Life Jennings album a year before release. The United States. People were like, who's that? That's not what that song is.
He was there.
Because his international release of that album was a whole year before he released it in the United States. But, you know, people don't. Because they don't always, once the album is made, they don't always release it in the United States. They go release it in other places to see how it plays and see the reaction. Thing about, you know, when I was in Germany, like, they'd be 1,000 years behind and 1,000 years ahead on certain things. Like, it's just weird. Like, you can go to Germany right now. Right now, I guarantee you can go to Germany right now and walk into a store and get an original Michael Jackson Bad tape out of a store. Right? I guarantee.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's all bad. Hey, I guarantee you can still go find it over there. You can still go find the vinyl copy over there. I guarantee. They believe in music. Europeans love music. Like, if you think black folks love music, Europeans love music. And they will get stuck. It's David Hasselhoff is still a fucking household name in that. to this day, you go over that bitch and people love David Hasselhoff. I'm like, what is it about that name in that region of the world? David Hasselhoff can sit right now at 90,000 years old and probably still go pull somebody's 22-year-old door. And it works. Everybody has this thing in life. You have to learn it. I'm not going to let this show continue to go. I'm going to end it early. I don't want to beat any dead horse. Because I think as we continue to grow in people, grow in love, and grow our ability to connect with each other, I think we also have to learn that we all have shortcuts. I wanted to address love from a different way. We all look at the starry-eyed, bushy-tailed, we're completely happy with everything. And that's great. And that's great if that's your story. But we also still got to have enough love in us to help those who are still looking for love, find love genuinely. There's enough shit in the pool that we should be willing to help someone get out of the chip, take a shower and rinse off, and teach who love looks like and help them navigate their way. Love cannot just always be about getting your penis wet or your vagina stuff. It just that cannot be the antithesis of love. It has to be something. It has to be deeper than just an emotion. It has to run longer than just butterflies and stuff. When the world rocks you and you look around and spin around and do you have someone looking back at you? We are going to do this again. Because I have a 4-year-old, and I've been doing that. And as much as it irritates me, I want to get a talk whatever she wants to do. And so as a man of my word, as much as I want to slap her down the hill, she says, I cannot get mad at her. If you don't don't want to honor God, if you don't have the wherewithal to see it through, stop signing up. We want to be in relationships. We want to be husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, teachers, feeding, and all these different things that we want to do, but we don't want to put in any effort to achieve any result. And then we don't understand why it's absolutely going to fail anyway. We already didn't do anything. And if it doesn't fail, it's only by chance, luck, and it worked out. Because it was either the other person had enough to carry you, or you just happened to fall in your way. Luck.
all things because of soul life. Find solace. Find that true trust. But I'll give it down to you. I'm about to set you. I'm going to put my hands in the pants on the ball. Now let me know you did. I tell my wife all the time, you know for a fact my wife has access. You and my wife have access. And, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my password. Only two people. Right? Yeah. Now, do I hide it?
No.
Do I keep anything?
No.
Why?
Because you have nothing.
Because there's no such thing as a personal representative. People confuse personal representative. Code switching means in this moment, I am literally becoming the person that I need to be to address this situation with minimal energy and limited contact. How can I get this person in? How can I get this person out? How can I move them along expeditiously with their dad? Right?
Mm-hmm.
No, who's the other? Who's the other? Personal.
That word.
You should know it's my favorite.
Yeah, I know.
I just want to see. Listen, you did every single person does when fear sets in. You panicked and you held your breath, and you know the answer because I say it. Regularly. I teach a class on personal representatives because it's the first class you took with me.
This is true.
So when you already know the answer, what do? We take tests and we fail tests because panic. We fail. Remember to breathe. Think it through. Relax. We already know the answer. We're so busy looking for the answer, and we already know it. We're up there scrambling. What's the answer? Oh, God, I got to find the answer. Find the answer. Go back to giving ourselves some grace. We done gave everybody else the benefit of the doubt, but they have slapped us in the face basically with their foot, their ass, their dick, their knee, and their elbow. But when you've asked for that grace, you've been held to a standard. You've been held to a tradition, a time-honored stamp of whatever things are. But is everybody else meeting that level? And I can damn near guarantee you 90% of those people are not checking the same boxes that they're asking you to check. So here's what I tell them. You can check your ass the fuck out because I don't care. And you got to have some don't give a fuck about you when people are not meeting because you are the same of everything that you do. Your failures and your success should still be based off of you meeting your standard, your metric. And if your standard is high, it should bear high returns. But if your return, your effort is low or lazy, lively fair, like faith, all those different words, that means then you deal with whatever your profit is return. And we got to understand that. It doesn't matter if you plant the same tree, but if you don't nurture it and cultivate it and feed it and do all the right things that you need to, he can have 300 apples and you can have 3. And those came from the same seed, same crop, same harvest, same tree. It can be from the same original OG or orchid apple. So once you still get it, what do you do with that? We are talking about we want to be loved. But we are so trauma-filled, we're getting in relationships, and we're beating the love out of people. Bad. But we don't have
number one tool for people getting them. Somebody or not. And they were on Instagram. You don't feel that other people got mad at Monique for the people. My husband prayed for help. They were mad at the word. They were playing for man. They didn't understand. That person helped them get better at life. That's what they were saying. Doesn't matter the terms you. No one wants to go be with a partner who's not hoping to capture life better. If you go get married and 7 years later you're broker now than you were before you got married, you usually decide to get a divorce. If you had the kid and you had more money coming to the relationship and now you're in the marriage with the husband and the same kid, but you're now broker with the kid, then the common denominator is let's get rid of the husband because it's me and the kid got to struggle. At least I know it's me and the kid. That's why a lot of women left me. But we're repeating the same cycle. What was the biggest issue in the 60s, 70s, and the 80s? Men had gambling problems. What are we now turning right back to? Now it's quicker, easier, or you at least have to be at home. We're not the society, and that's okay, because we're not going back to the society. We have to evolve. We have to educate the time, the tools, the technology that we have. Just because we evolve as a society doesn't mean that we devolve as moral and society. We're angry at everything. Anything. Oh, there's no bacon in the world. Fuck that shit up. We don't understand why we're raising a culture of angry people, but we're angry at everything. And then you say, hey, you know, can I give you a hug? I don't want nobody to touch you. You ever thought about taking a bath? Nah, fuck that. That's a person. You ever thought about eating a fucking vegetable? I don't eat no damn vegetable. These are the negative things that people are spewing out of their flesh every day. And if you are killing yourself internally, spiritually, psychologically, physically, metaphysically, then how can you ever tell someone that you love? Because there's no way when you're able to kill you. When you're willing to sacrifice. So, as we get ready to end, I'm going to get BJ ready because, you know, she always has this dramatic word of the night that she has to give out. This love night. But I know she got something in store for us for love because I've talked to y'all on love. So as we prepare to get ready to close the show, we will be back tomorrow night. The Adult Book Club. Let me say this now before I bring tonight. Right. So the Adult Book Club and the Tailored Services Empowerment Inspiration Book Club, whatever it's been called. Those are private. So you have to reach out. You have to pay. You have to do that. That's not a me thing. That's a management thing, and I'm not going to tell management that they can't do what they pay for these rights. I'm not going to hold that. So you will not get links or information to that without going to talk to people. That's just great business.
our Valentine's Day. You know, listen, as I said that, I thought about, you know, when you at church and they start calling up the kids and then you have to come up there with your little speech.
Come up with my little speech. Jesus wept.
Amen.
I'm sorry, like, you know, please forgive us of our traumas. You know, some of us just lived in church every day, all day, any day. The rest of us.
Amen. You
know, ain't never met. So anyway, just DJ the mic is yours. Big laughing at
so after y'all get done cuddling or whatever it is y'all like to do on this day, I would like for everybody to take time tomorrow and love on yourself. Read a book, have a bath, put your feet in some dirt. Like, love on yourself. Figure out what that is. Listen to a new album. Like, but figure out what that is for you. Some people it's candles, some people it's just, you know, sitting in silence. But love on yourself. Like, that self-love is important in this season because you can't depend on everybody else to provide everything for you. I love you all, and good night.
Ooh, wait. You can't depend on everybody else to provide everything for you. That's the good one. I'm going to end with this one because it's going to go into the song that I'm playing. And when you actually did not fall in love, head over here, and I mean completely give every single part of you that person. Just them going to work and doing whatever they need to go do. When they come home, this is all. I love y'all.
I'm so sorry.